Fairly idiotic film with a few good scenes/moments here and there and a decent amount of violence/gore to not make it a complete loss, though still not as good as the other ones, except the third, which is a giant pile of garbage and continues to be the worst in the series. The main issue with this one is the script. It's stupid. I don't remember if the other films were this dumb. I don't think they were, or if they were, the level of intensity and violence and gore more than made up for it, or distracted you enough to blind you from their stupidity to the point where you either didn't notice or didn't care. Again, except the third, which was just god-awful, money-grabbing trite that should be wiped from the world. This film wasn't nearly as bad as the third, but it's certainly worse than all the other ones, particularly the supremely underrated Scream 4, and not nearly as clever, or violent, or scary, or memorable save a few scenes here and there. And talk about an obvious revelation of who the killers are. I was able to guess one of the killers within the first minute or so of their introduction, and the other was just, who's the weirdest looking of the bunch? Yeah, them. Okay, got it, thanks. And what a dumb explanation for why they did what they did. Spoilers. Freaking overzealous, diehard fans of the movie within a movie franchise? Really? You're going to make fans the freaking villains of your movie? The very people responsible for your series existing in the first place, who pay their hard-earned money so you can continue enjoying the life of a successful creative that only an infinitely small percentage of people ever get to experience. Oh, and jabs at online fan message boards and toxic internet, mail, fandom in general, with not-so-subtle implications that right-wing sexist trolls are the real problem. And spoilers. Everything's gotta be political these days, eh? Go to hell, movie. Fortunately, it's not too bad, and though there are a few preachy, tired ideological moments here and there, and the fact that they made half the main cast gay, just like real life, right Hollywood? And go out of their way to make sure you know it despite it adding absolutely nothing to the plot, it's not overwhelming until the end, sort of. Oh, and they did the increasingly common thing in films these days where the tiniest, weakest looking female is somehow superhuman and able to beat the hell out of men twice her size, in this case, even after being stabbed repeatedly and having her leg broken and, later, being in a wheelchair. Wow. I guess being stabbed in the stomach and back repeatedly just ain't what it used to be. Women in general in this film seem to regard stab wounds as little more than mild inconveniences to their otherwise invulnerable physiques, to be brushed aside as soon as the plot needs them to do something heroic, which is often. The men, on the other hand, really get it good and act accordingly, often after only one or two stabbings, the pussies. Just like in real life, right Hollywood? Anyway, despite the film's attempts, it does have its moments. It's not particularly scary, certainly the least scary of all the films, but it can be clever at times, sometimes stylish, and it doesn't flinch much from the violence and gore, though, again, it pales in comparison to the intensity of the other Scream films, which had an often wild, unpredictable nature to them that likely is one of the reasons the series has lasted as long as it has. One aspect of the film that I really enjoyed, though, is David Arquette's character Dewey here, who they make into quite the badass comic relief type. The guy has really grown as an actor, and he steals the show whenever he's on screen here. Spoilers. Which is not nearly long enough. They give him a hell of a send-off, I'll give them that, in arguably the best sequence in the film, the only one I thought might have actually come out of a proper Scream film had Wes Craven still been alive. It's a shame he wasn't in more of it as the film only rises to its potential when he's around and slumps back down to mediocrity once he dies. End spoilers. But whatever. At least it wasn't a complete loss. The other returning characters are fine, though good God does Courtney Cox look old now. Neve Campbell, on other hand, looks completely normal for a woman pushing 50. Not as cute as she was back in her youth, naturally, but at least she doesn't seem to be morphing into whatever the hell Cox is turning into. Age is a bitch, what can I say, especially with all that botched plastic surgery, but man, talk about a fall from grace looks-wise, especially from a woman who was absolutely stunning in her 20s and 30s. The other cast is fine, whatever. No highlights really. They're just there to be fodder for the blade. Well, the men at least, the women all either survive for the most part, or are dispatched quickly and cleanly, though. Spoilers. The bit at the end where the girl killer is shot, then bursts into flames after landing on the open stove was an obvious homage to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where she has just about the same fate with DiCaprio and the flamethrower. End spoilers. Not sure why they did that exactly other than to make the weird connection to another, far superior film since they happen to have the same actress, but whatever. And the bit with Billy Loomis coming back was interesting, though kind of stupid in retrospect. Nice use of de-aging technology, though. Almost seamless. Overall, a. Not the worst film of the franchise, Scream 3, but certainly not the best, or even in the top three. It has a few good moments, most of which involve Dewey, but the rest is mostly okay to lame, and mostly all dumb and occasionally pandering. And, worst of all, it wasn't scary. I was startled once or twice, but without any of the intensity of the previous films, it amounted to little more than surprise than fear. And that's the real issue I had with the film, ultimately. That and the stupidity, which I would have readily forgiven had the thing actually been scary. I doubt this will bring back the franchise. They had their chance at doing that in the way better fourth, and they would have likely succeeded had people actually gone to see it, but, alas, film audience taste is a fickle beast. I personally love the fourth one, especially the twist at the end, though I think they should have killed off all the original cast, or most of them, and transitioned into a new scenario with a whole new and younger cast. I read the original idea for the fourth film was to have it end with the killer having gotten away with it with none the wiser and returning for the fifth film as the main character, along with Campbell, only for herself to be stalked by a new killer who is aware of what she'd done in the previous film. It would have made for an interesting scenario, making the main character of your new film the killer from the last one and having her being tormented by a new killer hell-bent on revenge, or something. Of course, that didn't happen, and we got this instead, where everyone just looks old and tired and nothing too crazy or particularly frightening happens. Well, at least we'll always have Dewey.